Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode.
I want to ask you a question. Do you really want to change? Believe it or not, it is not only possible, but quite common for someone to consciously convince themselves that they want to change in their life, but subconsciously put all their effort into keeping everything exactly the same as it is right now. They can even go through all the motions of starting a new project, enlist help, buying software, having a website built, creating all kinds of marketing techs and tools, only to consistently find some insurmountable challenge when it gets close to the start date that prevents them from following through. Why would anyone do that? Fear. Fear is the prime reason that most people don't follow through. Fear of what? Fear of success? Fear of failure? Fear of what others might think, say, or do? Or all of the above? They are unhappy, unmotivated, and unfulfilled. They know exactly what they need to do, but never manage to get it done. They are often solitary individuals who have lots of friends and contacts, but in reality, they live their life almost entirely in their own heads. This vicious cycle of starting and then stopping over and over again can cause them to have low self-confidence, low self-esteem, anxiety, and depression, which reinforces their own overwhelming desire to keep everything the same, no matter how good a new future might look. Does this scenario describe you? If so, what can you do about it? Is there a solution? One of the best ways to break down this pattern is to help someone less fortunate than yourself. Perhaps try charitable work or something similar, where people depend on your help, energy, and support, and you know it. In this charitable work, consider how you have responsibility to others where you cannot possibly let them down to those who depend on you. That way, you are not working for your own personal rewards, but for someone who cannot possibly fulfill their own ambitions on their own. The feeling you get from helping others is so strong, so compelling, that your personal anxiety diminishes and your self-esteem rises in direct proportion to each other. You'll enjoy stronger feelings of accomplishment and, in turn, fulfillment. You'll find yourself in a place of happiness that you've never experienced before, and you'll really like it. Make a decision and take action. Through practical experience, you'll come to realize that when you make a decision and take action, you move forward. You'll recognize that you only have one life, and you can live it best and most fully by making decisions and taking action. You'll also acknowledge that doing things for someone else allows you to fully engage your talents in a way that you can never have experienced while just working for yourself. When you find your purpose in all that you do, you'll also realize that the fear evaporated long ago, and now you can actually feel a sense of pride in your work that was never there before. Through helping others, you'll come to understand that it doesn't even matter if you make a wrong decision or take a wrong action. You can always make another decision and take another action and correct it. The most important thing is that you keep making decisions and taking action. It's the only way to affect change in anything. The biggest changes will be the ones you experience yourself, but it may still take others to point them out. You are so talented, and you have no idea how gifted you really are until you see other people's lives improve because of your actions. That's when you'll get to see your true, authentic self show up in your smile as you look forward to finally being able to start creating the future you desire. And remember, life is short. Let's all learn to live it on purpose. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com. And please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.